excited to have you on my podcast today, my On the Frontline podcast. I want to ask you all this question. What happens when you combine a passion for agriculture with a heart for education? You meet someone like my guest today, Kristen Matwichuk, who serves as the community engagement manager for the Manitoba Pork, but her work goes so far beyond promoting an industry. She's dedicated to actually understanding, creating connections, and helping people see the faces and families behind the farmers who keep the food on our table. I actually visited a farm yesterday. It was my first time, and it is so eye-opening that I don't think people really understand what goes into it. But one of the things I really admire about Kristen is she doesn't just talk about community engagement, she lives it. Each year, she volunteers with the Agriculture Classroom in Manitoba during Canadian Agriculture Literacy Month. She walks into the classrooms to introduce the students to the world of agriculture. She leads each presentation inspired by the curiosity of young minds, and the questions and thoughtful questions they have can actually be a reminder how education can change just by one perspective at a time. She understands that the future of agriculture depends on all of us, whether we're volunteering our time, we're supporting educational programs, or we simply are just learning where food comes from. Today's conversation is about leadership through service and the importance of agriculture literacy and how one person like Kristen can leave a lasting impact for future generations. Thank you so much for joining me today, Kristen. Can you share with us who you are and what does leading from the front line really mean to you?
Thanks for having me. In your intro, you know, you talked about one person can have an impact, but really I can do this work and I can have this impact because of the farmers behind it. So like you said, I work for Manitoba Pork. So we represent all of the commercial hog farms in the province of Manitoba who raise about 8 million pigs every year. And so as an organization, we, the staff members at Manitoba Pork, our role is to help administer our pork program. So, you know, quality assurance, food safety, research, animal care, helping our producers kind of have the tools and things that they need to be able to raise pigs in a safe and as best way possible. And so my role on that team is with agriculture education and community engagement. So for me, leading from the front line comes because I'm often that person that the public is interacting with daily. So, you know, we're at an event and I'm the face that they're seeing to kind of come approach and ask a question. And I really find myself lucky and feel very lucky and privileged to be in this position because I, you know, get to inspire people to be curious about where their food is coming from. I get to talk about the amazing work that our farmers are doing. And like ultimately I get to build trust in the agriculture sector. So people know where their food is coming from. They trust that it's going to be high quality and sustainably produced and, you know what's happening on farm. And so for me, the part of the reason I find that so valuable and I've kind of been able to work my way into this niche is I'm first generation removed from the farm. So I've kind of that foot in the door, foot out of the door. So I get to help bridge that gap and, you know, make people just curious where their food is coming from, you know, learn about how food is produced, learn about how agriculture is more than just food, honestly. It's economic impact, it's supporting communities as well. So I'm very lucky, very privileged to be in the type of role I am.
Oh, well, I'm so grateful that you're in that role because I came across to you because of your beautiful work and how you talk about the industry. And it is something that is, you know, I think people do need to learn about. And I really think about leadership in terms of like inspiring future generations. What do you think this industry really teaches us about humanity?
You know, thinking specifically on what, you know, frontline work or what I do, speaking to the public, kind of a tough lesson to have to learn was that it's okay not to know because we're often experts in our industry, and you think like as an expert, you should know everything. And So I've been in agriculture education probably 10 years now. Before Manitoba Pork, I worked at a research station, field trips and tours for school groups. And so in the, you know, thousands of programs I've led about agriculture, there's at least a question every time that I don't know the answer to. And like, that's okay. And it's tough lesson to learn, because you're used to like on the test, you don't want to leave the answer blank, you know, make something up and maybe you'll get partial points.
Right.
But when we're talking about building trust and having people, you know, be curious and stay curious, it's better to say, you know what, I don't know, great question, than to not, because, you know, it's reassuring them that, wow, what an insightful question you have. That's great. Let's find the answer out. And beyond that, it's reminding them that, you know, you can be trusted with what you're talking about, because you're willing to admit that you don't know. And like, ultimately it comes down to, there's always more to learn. And so there's no way for us to know everything, and that's okay. And it can be uncomfortable, but my biggest lesson that I would like everyone to learn is, you know, it's okay to not know and to want to learn more. And we can all continue to learn.
I love that. I'm a learning scientist, so that's my passion, is learning is the seed of life. And once you stop learning, you stop living. So I love this idea of it's okay not to know. And it's actually pretty beautiful, because you can actually assimilate and learn something new that can change your life. It's so powerful.
Exactly.
So I think about, you've said thousands of programs that you've led. Like, what have you seen? What do you think, if there was one thing from leading from the front line, you would want to change or redesign based on all those thousands of programs, what would it be? Or what do you think you would want to do?
You know, people are, they don't know much about agriculture. And that's because the average person is generations removed from farming. So that information that used to be passed generation to generation is no longer there, but they're curious, which is good. And so research shows us that the person that they trust the most is a farmer. But the problem is, tradition runs that the farmer is not able to be the person who's in front of the public, because they're running the farm and they're doing their other important work. Often it's someone like me who works for an association. So one thing that I would like to change and am actively working on changing is trying to get those farmers in front of people more often, because that's who they're going to trust. And so one of the barriers for the producers is not just that they're busy on farm, but it's also intimidating to talk about the public, talk to the public, sorry. They don't want to say the wrong thing, right? They don't want to mislead someone or have someone have a bad impression of the industry, even though they know what they're doing is the right thing. It's a whole different ballgame to explain that. So one thing that I've helped to lead over the last couple of years is an ambassador training program. So we actually have training where they come in, it's a safe space. We go through, you know, the do's and don'ts. Here's how to talk to the public. Are you connecting with the person first? Are you watching their body language to see if they're understanding? What words should you avoid? Because it's jargon that we know as industry speak, but the average person doesn't. And the purpose of it is to really just help them build that confidence to be able to talk to the public and really give them the tool to be able to tell their story, because they have such a great story to tell. We just want them to do it from a place of confidence.
That is beautiful. I love that you're building education programs for that. And, you know, the thing is, people need to tell their story for future generations to really understand what the farm is like and where their food comes from. So I can appreciate that. And I think about innovation. A lot of times people don't think, well, farmers or agriculture, they're not really innovators. And it's like, oh my gosh, like I would, like I said, I was just at a farm yesterday and it's so incredible. What was one invention that you've seen that you feel like has really like impacted the industry that has really impressed you?
You know, you're right. Innovation is everywhere. And farmers are some of the earliest adopters of innovation, right? They're problem solvers at heart. So if we look at the industry now to 50 years ago, it's unrecognizable. It's, you know, smart technologies in play. There's energy efficiencies, there's research. And really, our producers are at the heart of that. They're wanting to make improvements, wanting to be as sustainable as possible, and they're making those changes. And so when I think of innovation, I don't always think of just tech, because it is easy to kind of fall into tech, but like that's happening across the board in most industries. To me, often innovation is thinking outside the box and, you know, finding new ways to solve a problem that might have already existed, or a new one, or a creative way to get to your end goal. So, you know, I'll give you an example from an egg education perspective. So not really farmer perspective, because, you know, farmers, it's kind of the tech is what you can really think of, and the other things you're doing. So some of the ways that I've had to innovate in my job of helping people understand where food comes from is finding cool ways to tell the story. So, you know, coming up with tactile exhibits that will pull someone into a booth to go, hey, what is this? What is this game? What is this? Yeah. And they're accidentally, like, we're basically gamifying learning so that they get pulled into this really cool display and want to learn more. So we've developed like a pig poop tic-tac-toe. So there's a pig emoji on one side and like crops on the other. And so we're telling the story of how hog manure is an important nutrient for crop production and, you know, the circle, the cycle of nutrients. But we're doing it in a way where kids and adults alike, honestly, aren't realizing that they're learning. So often, like, I find innovation sometimes isn't tech. Like, that's just a tactile, hands-on thing.
Right.
But it works to pull people in to do that storytelling piece. And so, you know, I find there's innovation everywhere. Everyone in our sector, whether it's people here in the office or our farmers, are finding ways to innovate and, you know, move their work forward and move our industry forward.
I love that. I love, because, you know, education, people do think it's technical and it's technology, but that booth example is beautiful because engagement really will bring people in to understand your industry and move it forward. What do you want people to remember, like 5 to 10 years from now, about your work and about how you've moved it forward?
You know, I want people to be curious about food and farming. I, you know, I'm not trying to tell people eat pork, don't eat pork, you know, eat this food, don't eat this food. I want them to be curious and want to know where their food's coming from, want to know what farmers are doing and how they're growing crops and raising animals. I would like people to consider maybe a job in the industry. People kind of get stuck in the idea that it's only farming, but in Manitoba alone, we have 22,000 people who work in jobs related to the pork sector, not just on farm. The most are not on farm. So, you know, there is an economic impact. There are jobs. But most importantly, I want people to just trust that the food that we have access to is high quality. It's sustainably produced. There are hard people who work behind it. And like, it's having an impact on us and people around the world because we have producers and farmers who work so hard and are so passionate about what they do.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. I'm so honored to have you here talking to me today about the agriculture and where our food comes from. Do you know anything about pelicans? Have you ever...
A little bit, not much.
Okay, so this is, I'm not home today because I'm traveling, or else I would have my little trophy, but I bring, this is a glass pelican, and I am awarding you a glass pelican today, and I will be sending it to you because pelicans actually don't lead from the front. They, if you watch them, I live in Charleston, South Carolina. They have a community and they watch each other and they watch out for each other. And I wanted to recognize you. I've seen you posting and educating online for a while now. And I just wanted you to know that your leadership doesn't always probably get the spotlight, but you are moving mountains and educating just the same. And you might not be the loudest voice in the room and you're not necessarily chasing applause, but you're showing up for your community time and time again in the classroom and beyond and volunteering. So the Pelican Award, I give these to people who are quiet heroes in their industry, who are leading with their heart, who carry the weight of others without asking for anything in return. And I chose the symbol of the pelican because they don't lead from the front. They actually lead from within their community. So thank you so much for educating us on your industry and the agriculture and where food comes from, because your work is important. It doesn't make headlines, but it's moving people just the same. And even though it might be quietly behind the scenes, your work is not getting, it's not being unnoticed by people around the world. So thank you for what you do and for changing the lives just by being you. So thank you, Kristen. I'm so proud of the work you're doing. Is there anything today that you want to put in people's pocket, a little word of advice to leave us with your leadership today?
You know, I'll come back to agriculture once again. When you're eating, you can think of the farmers and the agri-food industry experts who are working tirelessly to get that food to you. And I also want to acknowledge that, you know, this work would not be possible without the support of the farmers behind me who support my work. So I want to give them a big shout out as well.
I love that. If people want to connect with you, what is the best spot?
You know, you can go manitobapork.com. You can also go to my LinkedIn and connect with me there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on my podcast today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.